us pray. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for your word that has sustained us through the centuries. From the time of your son's visit here on earth to even centuries before that. And we pray that you will help us to recognize the truth in them for us and for our lives today. To see them as the path that we should and we need to walk daily in our lives. Amen. I recently came across the following story. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but I believe it very possibly could be true. There was a time during the American Civil War when rival armies were encamped on opposite sides of the Potomac River. The Union band played one of its patriotic tunes, and the Confederate musicians quickly struck up a melody dear to the Southerner's heart. And then one of the band started playing Home Sweet Home. The musical competition ceased, and the musicians from the other army joined in. Soon, voices from both sides of the river could be heard singing, "There is no place like home." Home. It is, for most of us, a wonderful and desired place. Is it any wonder, then, that Jesus, when talking to his disciples about leaving them, talks about houses and taking the disciples to be where he is? Isn't that what home is for us? It's not just a house, but it's the love, the care, respect that we receive in that place. In fact, though, home really isn't a place, but it is a feeling of being safe and loved. Home can be anywhere, anytime, wherever we are. I recall a true story that I shared a long time ago where a person had a cat whose favorite spot in the house was right in the middle of the living room floor where the sunlight streamed through the window and hit the floor. The cat would just curl up there in that sunny spot in the middle of the room and feel safe. Today, being Mother's Day in the church, it is also the celebration of the Festival of the Christian Home. Then I think there's a very big reason why they're together. It is a time to recognize what our families, our homes, mean to us. Of course, throughout history, mothers have played a major role in the creation of that sense of home. Now, I am not naive, and I do know that some did not grow up with a home feeling like that safe place. Some did not have mothers who created that place. And I'm also realized that fathers play a major role in the creation of a sense of home. But we all know that society has erroneously placed the most responsibility for creating that sense of home on the mothers of the family. So today, Jesus in the Gospel of John talks about this sense of home. This passage, as most of you know, is read often during funerals. It is seen talking about the next life, where we all receive our room in the house of God. However, understand it in this way only is to miss a very important understanding and gift given to us for this life, the one we're living now. I'm sure you, like me, have driven around and you see these big banners on the sides of condominiums or apartment buildings that say, if you lived here, you would be home now. And I'm also reminded of the immortal words of my college class president, which he shared at our graduation ceremony. Remember, no matter where you go in life, there you are. I hope he learned a little bit more in college than just that, but it was his attempt to be funny. But I think there is a little bit of truth to that. The Reverend Peter Wood, a pastor in South Africa, writes about our passage today. You also know where I am going. Is it possible that Jesus was implying you are already there? When we began this adventure, I told you about the divine domain, the kingdom of heaven, and how it's at hand and close and even within you. I'm not speaking about travel. I am talking about transformation. This is not about destinations. It's about discovering you are already at home with God. We are already home. You and I are already there. We do the words and life of Jesus a great disservice if we think that Jesus is only talking about life after this life. Last week, I shared with you that I thought the words of Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father except through me, was not about believing in Jesus himself in the sense of the name of Jesus being some sort of divine mantra. But believing in the way he lived his life, the ideas of respect, of compassion, of servanthood that he exhibited in his life are how we experience and live our sense of home in our life. The great author Rudyard Kipling once said about family, all of us are we, and everyone else is they. A family shares like dreams, hopes, possessions, memories, smiles, frowns, and gladness. A family is a clan held together with the glue of love and the cement of mutual respect. A family is sheltered from the storm, a friendly port when the waves of life become too chaotic and wild. No person is ever alone who is a member of a family. No person is alone if we are members of a family, especially the family of God and Christ, which frees us up then to live lives more Christ-like, because we know we have the support of the family. We're already there. Christ has been here, and through the power of the Holy Spirit is still here. Frederick Buechner, a Quaker, pastor, and a writer, in a sermon about home, tells of a sermon that he heard a long time ago by the great theologian George Buttrick. Now, George also wrote commentaries on every book of the Bible. Buechner writes, it was toward the middle of December, I think, that George Buttrick said something in a sermon that has always stayed with me. He said that on the previous Sunday, as he was leaving church to go back to the apartment where he lived, he happened to overhear someone say out on the steps, or asking someone else, "Are you going home for Christmas?" And I can almost see Buttrick with his glasses glittering in the light, lectern light, as he peered out at all of those listening to him in that large, dim sanctuary, and asked it again, "Are you going home for Christmas?" And ask it in some sort of way that brought tears to my eyes and made it almost unnecessary for him to move on to his answer to the question, which was that home is finally is the manger in Bethlehem, the place where at midnight even the oxen kneel. Buechner goes on to say, home is where Christ is, was, what Buttrick said that winter morning. And when the next autumn I found myself, to my great surprise, putting aside whatever career I thought I might have as a writer and going to Union Seminary instead, at least partly because of the tears that kept coming to my eyes, I don't believe that I consciously thought that home was what I was going there in search of. But I believe that was the truth of it. Home is where we find Christ, the evidence and the presence of Christ. Home is the sunny spot in the middle of the floor. Home is where we experience love, care, support, compassion, grace. In the midst of this crazy world that we live in the midst of our chaotic and busy lives, in the midst of the fear of this pandemic. A woman was at home doing some cleaning when the telephone rang. In going to answer it, she tripped on a scatter rug and, grabbing for something to hold on to, seized the telephone table. It fell over with a crash, jarring the receiver off the hook. And as it fell, it hit the family dog, who leaped up howling and barking. And the woman's 3-year-old son, startled by this noise, broke into loud screams. And the woman mumbled some colorful words. And she finally managed to pick up the receiver and lift it to her ear just in time to hear her husband's voice on the other end say, "Nobody said hello, but I'm positive I have the right number." In the midst of that cacophony of bangs and screams and colorful words, the husband knew he had reached home. And you know, we can all be like that husband and know that because of God, we can be and we are at home in this life amidst the cacophony and the chaotic ways of the world. A sense of home is a wonderful feeling, and it's available to us every day of our lives. My prayer is that today, on this Mother's Day, this celebration of the festival of the Christian home, that you may experience peace and grace and a sense of being at home in God, and that it may continue throughout all the days of your life. May it be so. Amen.